Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to have some Misery, Play with Fire, have some Mustard, celebrate the birthday of Walter Donaldson, and go cuckoo. On last week's show, I played All By Yourself in the Moonlight, written by Jay Wallace, and mentioned that Jay Wallace also wrote Misery Farm. So to start off this week's show, we have a set of Misery songs, beginning with Misery Farm.
A farm, a barn of a farm, right in the middle of a swamp. There ain't any charm in our little farm, right in the middle of a swamp. Nothing's grown since the day we came. Misery Farm is our farm's name. We're miserable, so miserable down on Misery Farm. So are the animals, so are the vegetables down on Misery Farm. The hens won't lay, we can't make hay, we work all day and we get no pay. We're miserable, so miserable down on Misery Farm. Pity the cows, they've no place to browse, right in the middle of the swamp. The rams and the ewes have all got the blues, right in the middle of the swamp. The donkey's dicky and feeling sore, hasn't the heart to shout hee-haw. We're miserable, so miserable down on Misery Farm. So are the animals, so are the vegetables down on Misery Farm. The hens won't lay, we can't make hay, we work all day and we get no pay. Oh, we're miserable, so miserable down on Misery Farm.
Burn my bridges in Nebraska. Through the golden horn, her eyes I see. No rest, no sleep, no dreaming.
Oh,
nothing you can do but hop a choo-choo to Missouri when you got Missouri misery.
Thank you.
Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra, recording in Chicago on March 2nd, 1929, and I Got a Misery, written by Larry Yohl and Herb Sharlin, who also brought us You Just You. Larry Yohl wrote the lyrics to a number of songs, including When Mother Nature Sings Her Lullaby, I Love You, Please Believe Me, West, A Nest, and You, Rockabye My Baby Blues, Tennessee Moon, and Village by the Sea. And as a matter of fact, we'll play some of those on next week's show. Before I Got a Misery, we heard Bunny Berrigan and Sweet Misery of Love from around July 20th, 1936. Sweet Misery of Love was preceded by Jerry Johnson and his orchestra, directed by Dick Robertson, and Missouri Misery, recorded August 22nd, 1934. We began that Misery set with Leslie Cerrone, with the band directed by Jay Wilbur in February of 1929, and Misery Farm. This song, of course, provided the basis for the first line in Leslie Cerrone's more famous song, also recorded in 1929, Jollity Farm. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, February 10th, in 1863, the fire extinguisher was patented by Allanson Crane. So here to commemorate Mr. Crane's achievement are some rapidly rotating records about fire, beginning with the Washboard Rhythm Kings.
Thank you. me on fire, and then you left me out in the cold. First you warmed my heart and then you chilled it. You gave me hope and then you killed it. You set me on fire, and then you left me out in the cold. You led me to think in many small ways our romance would last always. I never knew that human hearts could be so brittle. Now I know it's so. And now you're breaking mine to pieces little by little. How can I keep you if you want to go? Why did I believe those lovely little lies you told? For you set me on fire, and now I'm out in the cold.
Dan Grissom with Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, January 31st, 1939, and You Set Me on Fire. Well, I certainly hope they had one of Allenson Crane's fire extinguishers handy. Before that, it was Reuben Reeves and his River Boys recording in Chicago on December 14th, 1933, and Yellow Fire. I don't know if you need a yellow fire extinguisher to put out a yellow fire. We began that fire set with the Washboard Rhythm Kings and Fire from November 23rd, 1932. Unfortunately, I don't know who played Washboard on that recording.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
According to 440 International, exactly 251 years ago this very day, on February 15, 1758, mustard was advertised for the very first time in America. And who was it that was responsible for bringing mustard to the U.S.? Well, probably Ambassador to France Benjamin Franklin when he returned to the U.S. that year. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about mustard, beginning with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, and you too, Professor. I'm going to try and butt in with a little talk on goats. Well, speaking about goats, I have a little boy. Of course, he's not a goat. He's only a kid, but he'll grow. But he wanted a goat, so I bought him a goat and took him home to introduce him to the family. It is funny how I bought this goat. I bought it from a pawnbroker. He was a kind of an unredeemed hand-me-down goat, kind of a second-handed goat, that's what he was. I don't know from whom the pawnbroker got the goat, but a pawnbroker can get anybody's goat. But this goat is full of fleas. But my little boy discovered a scheme to get rid of the fleas. He covered the goat with bread and milk. The fleas ate the bread and milk. They got so fat they fell off the goat. Then my little boy says, get up, and they drove away and left the fleas on the sidewalk. And eat, you should have seen this goat eat. He'd eat any old thing. He took to my mother-in-law right away. But, Professor, I was going to sing you a little song entitled My Grandma's Mustard Cracker, but I left my music at home. Ah, I see you have a piano. Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. You tickle the piano, and I'll see if I can spread the plaster. That's the idea. I had a pain that was under my vest. In fact, this pain that was in my chest. I asked my grandma what I'd take, and a mustard plaster she did make. You should have seen that plaster draw, the hottest one I ever saw. It drew so hard it tore open my vest and drew my lung right out of my chest. I had to throw the thing away when an actor picked it up the J. On him it drew so hard, you see, it drew the extra salary. Of course, that made the actor sore. He stuck it on the theater door. The company were playing Faust. The plaster drew and it packed the house. A car conductor saw it there, and from the door it heated tear. He stuck it on his car a while. It drew his car for 40 miles. The motorman did loudly swear, and wildly did he tear his hair. The car had gone away too far, he tried but couldn't stop the car. Well, at last this plaster fell in the street, it struck a Chinaman on his feet. It drew his boots off at that point and pulled his leg at the opium joint. But he would not stand that abuse, And so he tore the plaster loose. He threw it and it struck on a cop that drew so hard it woke him up. He drew his hat down over his eyes, and loud for help the cop he cried. And then the wagon, it came down, the plaster drew it all over town. The coppers fought with might and main, and got this plaster on a train. And just as soon as that was done, it drew the train to Washington. That settled the mustard plaster, got stuck on politics. Now, Professor, I have to thank you. You're all right. But I have another little song here now entitled The Bumblebee. However, I have the music for this one. A boy once caught a bumblebee for fish bait he was wishing. He put him in his pistol pocket, then he went a-fishing. He sat down on the bank and on the bee, the little sinner. And now that boy is an awful crank. He stands up to his dinner. A poor old bumblebee, poor old bumblebee. Don't sit on him while you're fishing or he'll spoil your disposition. Poor old bumblebee, to the boy says he. Now at my beehive, you beehive and let the bumblebee. A poor old bumblebee, poor old bumblebee. Don't sit on him while you're fishing or he'll spoil your disposition. Poor old bumblebee. He says, I'm NG. I tried to sting, but I got stung and broke my stingery.
From an Edison 4-minute cylinder waxed in July of 1909, that was Murray K. Hill and his monologue entitled Grandma's Mustard Plaster. Murray K. Hill was born Joseph Tunnicliffe Pope, Jr. in New York on April 15, 1865. He had a long stage career based in Chicago before making his first Edison cylinder in the good old steamboat days in 1907 at age 42. Hill's most popular disc recording was A Bunch of Nonsense for Victor in 1910. He also recorded 4 cylinders on the U.S. Everlasting label and 1 on the Indestructible label. The U.S. Phonograph Company of Cleveland, Ohio made 2- and 4-minute cylinders under their own Everlasting label, as well as the Lakeside label for Montgomery Ward stores. Between 1908 and 1912, they issued more than 1,000 titles. The Indestructible Phonograph Company of Albany, New York, made cylinders from 1907 until 1922 under their own label and also the Oxford label for Sears Roebuck & Company. Before Grandma's Mustard Plaster, it was James Reese Europe, Society Orchestra, and Too Much Mustard from all the way back on December 29, 1913. Too Much Mustard was written in 1911 by Cecil Macklin and became quite a popular tune. It was also recorded in 1913 by Prince's Orchestra. Cecil Macklin also wrote Anticipation, Tango is the Dance for Me, and That Whistlin' Rag. We began that condiment set with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra and Hot Mustard from Vocalion 78, waxed December 8, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Today, February 15th, marks the birth in 1893 in Brooklyn, New York of composer Walter Donaldson. His father was a piano teacher, and Walter showed an early talent for composition, but his first job was with a Wall Street brokerage. After that, he did get a job as a song plugger for a Tin Pan Alley music publisher, but got fired for writing his own songs on company time. His first hit came in 1915 with his song Back Home in Tennessee, which was recorded the following year by Prince's Orchestra. He wrote several other hits between 1916 and 1919, including How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on the Farm. He met Irving Berlin while entertaining troops during World War I, and in 1919 he joined Berlin's publishing company. During his tenure with Berlin, he wrote My Buddy, Carolina in the Morning, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, That Certain Party, At Sundown, My Blue Heaven, and Makin' Whoopee, and in 1928 he formed his own music publishing firm, Donaldson, Douglas, and Grumble. In 1929 he moved to Hollywood and contributed songs to many movie musicals, including Kid Millions and The Great Ziegfeld. Walter Donaldson died in Santa Monica, California on July 15, 1947. He collaborated with lyricists including Edgar Leslie, Sam Lewis, Joe Young, Gus Kahn, and Cliff Friend on songs including Kansas City Kitty, In the Middle of the Night, Sam the Old Accordion Man, You're Driving Me Crazy, I'm Bringing a Red, Red Rose, Cuckoo in the Clock, Lazy Louisiana Moon, and these.
An ear full of music, an arm full of you, a soul full of rhythm, who could ever be blue? A room full of dancers with still room for two. My heart's beating dance time when I'm dancing with you. I don't care if the sun goes down, if the skies are blue or black. I just know I'm going to town and I'm coming back. With an ear full of music, an arm full of you, a soul full of rhythm, who could ever be blue?
little love nest is just a dream nest. A babbling brook rolls by, just like a melody from out of the sky. It's just like paradise to dearie and me. If it were half as nice, how happy we'd be. It's just like heaven, it must be heaven to hear a baby cry. Just like a melody from out of the sky.
George Olson and his music with Fran Fry providing the vocal on Just Like a Melody from Out of the Sky from May 28, 1928. That was preceded by Jack Hilton and his orchestra and Love Me or Leave Me. The vocalist on that September 17, 1929 recording was Sam Brown. We began our tribute to Walter Donaldson with Emil Coleman and his Riviera Orchestra and An Earful of Music, recorded by Columbia on October 10, 1934.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
I mentioned last segment that Walter Donaldson wrote a tune called Cuckoo in the Clock, which he did in 1939 with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. It was recorded by Kay Kaiser, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, and Red Norvo with Mildred Bailey, but I'm not going to play those because about a decade earlier, W.R. Collins wrote a song called Cuckoo in the Clock, which I like much better. Lots of British bands recorded it, including Stan Greening, Harry Bidgood, Arthur Lally, Alan Selby, DeBroy Summers, Nat Starr, Jay Wilbur, and this one by Ray Noble. Thank you.
Another place to sing out, cuckoo, cuckoo. You'll go investigating, you know you're fascinating, your cries so captivating, cuckoo, cuckoo. Way up in the branches, go to rest in someone else's nest, you cuckoo, cuckoo. You're just as aggravating as can be. You go a cuckoo in here, a cuckoo in there, somebody's heart you keep breaking. You remind me of an honest springtime cuckoo.
Thank you.
We began this cuckoo set with, I believe, Ray Noble directing the New Mayfair Orchestra and W.R. Collins' Cuckoo in the Clock. That recording is from January 24, 1930, and featured Rudy Starita on xylophone. Next, it was the Piccadilly Revels Band, with Maurice Elwin providing the vocal on Cuckoo from February 28, 1927. That cuckoo was written by Leslie Cerrone, Reginald Connolly, and Jimmy Campbell in 1926, and is not to be confused with the cuckoo written in 1922 by someone named Strong, which was recorded by the London Orchestra. We finished up with Benny Kruger and his orchestra, and I'm Cuckoo Over You from late 1921. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. You're invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can make requests, leave comments about the show, or join in a discussion group. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.